And the last view here of anger is from the Tirukkural. It's a whole chapter on anger, and it's very interesting where it's placed. It's called Avoidance of Anger, and it's right in front of the chapter on ahimsa, non-injury. Precedes it. So that placement in itself gives us some knowledge here that, gee, you know, if you want to be successful in non-violence in thought, word, and deeds, we have to master anger. You know, we can't be an angry person, have trouble controlling our anger, and expect to be successful in non-violence. So that shows the importance of it, because non-violence, of course, is a core practice. So anger is really a challenge to that practice. So I'll just read two of the verses. Forget anger toward all who have offended you, for it gives rise to teeming troubles. So that's the same idea as in our karma management. You know, we have to forsake revenge as the first principle. Sometimes there's a strong tendency when someone does something unfair to us, unjust to us, for us to strike back, even without thinking about it. It's just a natural reaction. So we have to harness that tendency, because it just causes further problems. Anger kills the face's smile and the heart's joy. Does there exist a greater enemy than one's own anger? So that's pointing out that though we may have enemies outside, certainly the biggest enemy is inside of ourselves. That our happiness can be destroyed by our own anger. That's our real enemy. The person who's working against us is inside of us. It's called anger. So I think we've been duly impressed by Gurudeva on the seriousness of anger. So now, having gone through all of that, what are some of the remedies here? So the first step toward controlling anger is to admit that it's a serious problem, that the expression of anger is a serious deviation from following the spiritual path. It's not a small deviation. It's a serious deviation. So we have to admit the seriousness of it. That's why I read some of Gurudeva's statements here, so we could see how seriously he looked at the expression of anger. It's a major problem here. So once we admit that anger is a major problem, it's something we should not express, even in a subtle way, then we can look at remedies. What are some specific actions we can take to control anger, either before it gets expressed or after it gets expressed? So we have a few of those assembled here from Gurudeva's writings, and the first group are what we can call general remedies, meaning they work for all situations. And the last couple are specific remedies which work in specific situations, not all situations, but specific ones only. So the first remedy comes from merging with Shiva. It's color visualization. Very nicely described there. I'll read the first part. If you are overtaken by anger and resentment, blackish red with streaks of yellow, that means the way your aura looks, the way you look inside of yourself to someone who can see an aura. Blackish red. Remember we talked about that before. It's just not red. It's red with a lot of black in it. Blackish red, Gurudeva adds, with streaks of yellow. So what do you visualize? You visualize light blue. That's the remedy. Visualize light blue entering your aura and surrounding your body. The light blue will neutralize the fiery reds. Before you know it, the anger and resentment are gone. So visualizing light blue actually draws your awareness out of certain areas of the instinctive mind into intuitive states. Instead of anger, you experience compassion and understanding. So this is done by, as in all the visualizations, you see the color coming out from the center of your spine. So you just close your eyes and see light blue radiating out from the center of your spine, through your body and out, away from your body, which is where the outer aura is. So you just visualize it flooding out, light blue. So it can make the angry state of mind go away because it moves awareness. But at first, if it's serious anger, I mean a really major anger, you might not be successful. Gurudeva says if you keep practicing on a regular basis, changing your consciousness in this way, eventually even a major anger can be successfully overcome by this practice. So that's our first remedy, color visualization, light blue. The money remedy. Some of you may have tried this one. This is one of the first remedies Gurudeva gave for anger. Every time you get angry, you put a sum of money in a jar. So you have pre-chosen that sum, like in the United States, $5 is a reasonable amount. So if you get angry with someone, afterwards you put $5 in a jar. And then periodically you empty the jar and give the money to an orphanage. So we have an orphanage fund called the Tirunavukkarasu in INR. Gurukulam in Patikaloa, Sri Lanka. This become has a large endowment because of this practice. There's some regular donors to this endowment. So, well, why do you put money? Well, because money impresses you that you've done something you shouldn't. Otherwise, you may not take it seriously. But by putting money in a jar, you take the fact that you were angry more seriously than if you didn't do anything afterwards. You tend to downplay it. Oh, it wasn't really anger. You know, it was, you know, like that. You don't really admit that you were angry. But if you put money in the jar, it impresses you. And if you are someone who doesn't want to waste money, then it impresses you even more. So Gurudeva found that some people, the $5 in the jar didn't work that well. Didn't put a dent in their wallet that was significant. So he came up with another remedy, which was to fast a meal. So every time you express anger, the next meal, you don't eat it. That impressed everyone. Because no one doesn't get impressed by not eating a meal. So that's a good one. Again, the purpose of it is to impress upon you the seriousness of what you did. Because of that, you're less prone to do it again. It's a devotional remedy. Marganesha always helps in these kinds of areas. Any kind of emotional problem, we can turn to Lord Ganesha and be benefited. Why is that? Because the vibration he holds is the Muladhara chakra. So if we attune ourselves with him, either through going to a temple, attending Ganesha Puja, or if we're good at it, we can even just visualize him in our own mind and tune into his shakti and his being, we come up into consciousness. If we're below the Muladhara, we come up into consciousness to that state. We rise up. We get attuned with his vibration and become that same vibration. So that's a devotional approach, and if we do that regularly, we can permanently seal off. That's the way Gurudeva describes it. We seal off the lower chakras. We never fall below the Muladhara chakra, which of course is the ideal. And it's one of the problems of corporal punishment is it can open up that area to children. They may never have experienced it before, but if they regularly face corporal punishment, they're regularly getting pushed down into fear, Then as they get older, they're also going down into resentment because they'd really like to hit back, but they can't. So we're pushing the child down below the muladhara. So that's not good. We want to keep children above it. As adults, we want to rise above it. And Ganesha worship is the devotional remedy for that. So those are the general remedies. Now we go to the specific remedies. There's the flower remedy. Some of you have performed that remedy. It works for any situation where there's someone we have significant hard feelings toward. And the first use of this was for children who are now adults who have hard feelings about their parents for one reason or another. Either the parents treated them badly, abused them, unjustly punished them, neglected them, whatever. That was the first use for this. And of course, if that's the person you get angry with, if you're selectively angry with your parent or parents, then this is appropriate for anger. It can also be if you're angry at your spouse has done one or more things that you are seriously upset about. It can work for that. It can also work in an employer-employee relationship. You're the employee and you're upset with your boss or some superior at work, a supervisor that just mistreats you, and you're kind of always angry at them. So those are the kinds of specific situations which Gurudeva recommended this for. And the idea is you have a picture of them, or if you can't get a picture, then something that represents them. And every day you offer them a flower for 31 days. That's why it's called the flower penance. And you forgive them. Say, I forgive you for what you did. Try and really let it go. In many instances, people are doing the best that they could. And that's the reason that happened. They just did the best that they could, based upon their own upbringing and their own belief structure. So sometimes when you're doing it, it's hard to forgive. We remember something that we're really upset about. And that's when we can bring in the Vasana Daha Tantra, writing down what's bothering us and burning it up. So we offer the flower and remember a specific incident and we're upset about it. We write down the incident and burn it up. Helps take the emotion out of that situation. So the goal of this remedy is to let go of the resentment, the selective anger toward this person, and realize that it was our own karma. Part of the problem is we're projecting the misbehavior on them. They did this to me. I did not deserve this. I should have been treated another way. But when we can internalize it in the proper philosophical perspective, nothing happens to us that's not our karma. So when we get upset at other people for doing things to us, we're missing the point, because we are doing something to ourselves through other people, as we've talked about before. Whatever happens to us, we have caused that to happen. So karma usually comes through another person. You don't just walk down the street very often and have a tree fall on you. Usually someone does something to you, and it's easy to get upset with that person for doing it to you. But if we look at it in a more philosophical perspective, everything that happens to us, we are doing to ourselves through others. So if something good happens to us through others, that's our good karma. If something bad happens to us through others, that's our bad karma. So they could not have treated us the way they did, except that it was our karma, something we created by our own past actions. So that's the goal of this flower penance, is to forgive and to internalize and let it go and realize that, gee, I have to be more careful not to create that for myself in the future here by how I act in the present. And the last remedy here, we have the kindness remedy. So this one is also specific. It works in the immediate family. It's for when a significant expression of anger occurs, say the husband yells at the wife for an hour and just really loses control, serious expression of anger. So the remedy is to do three kind actions in return that you weren't planning to do. If you're already planning to do it, it doesn't count. You have to dream up three kind actions to do that you weren't previously planning to do. One isn't good enough. You did one thing. You're going to have to do three things back to compensate for this one thing, just to make sure it's compensated for. So, three examples in that situation. Take the wife out to dinner. Buy her something she really needs for the kitchen. And if you have young children, take care of the young children for half a day and give her some free time that she normally wouldn't have. That impresses you and her that you're serious about controlling anger.